Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
So happy Resurrection Sunday. We are celebrating God. Jesus died on the cross for us. Do you know how powerful the name of Jesus is? You know, just the mere mention of his name calms storms, heals the broken, and raises the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe the name of Jesus as she sat beside her child, delirious with fever. And I've watched as that little child becomes quiet and his fevered brow cooled. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked in pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of strength to whisper Earth's sweetest name, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. And tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth. Yet still, it stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice from Adam's grace, shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is truly, truly Lord. So you see, Living Word Church, it was not mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Yes, my friends, there really is something about that name.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, man. You know, when I die, I'm in heaven. Okay, let's check this thing out. Let's not have wishful thinking here. Because everybody wants to be an American citizen, but you got to come through some stuff first before you can be. So John chapter 3, verse 1, we want to start there. There was a great guy by the name of Nicodemus, all right? There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. So we know this man. We know his name is who? Nicodemus. We also know something else. He's a what? A ruler. This man came to Jesus by night and says to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, comes from God. But no one can do the sign that you do unless God is with him. Look at this guy. This is a smart guy now. He's been observing all the rabbis. Jesus was just one of them. And he is a Pharisee. So he knows the law very well. He knows all the religious games. He knows how to speak all the religious terminologies Am I talking to you here this morning? The guy who's a Pharisee is. He knows it very well. No one knows it more than him. Then he also check out all the other rabbis that is out there teaching. And he know they also know the law. Also Jesus Christ. Jesus knows the law. He's a rabbi. He didn't break any there. But his performance was different from all the other guys. So he says, he's a rabbi, he's a rabbi, he's a rabbi, he's a rabbi. So he conclude, the only difference between Jesus and those other rabbi is the God factor. Look what he says. Decide that you do, unless what? If you have one and you have one, you can't get two unless you put a plus sign there. When you had a plus there, you get two. So they have one and one, but no plus sign, no God. I hope you don't see that. I'm trying to teach you this morning. So when you leave here, you come to the reality, man, that you're not wasting your time. All right? He says, this is the conclusion. God got to be with you. You have God. So it's beg to say also that the other rabbi did not have God with them. Because if they did, they would have produced the same thing. So the only way you can do it, God got to be with you. So Jesus gave the answer. That the answer is found in a life that is change. Your status has to change. Jesus says you have to what? Change. You have to be born again. You cannot be a citizen of this country with a birth certificate from another country. That status has to change. That status has to what? Change. The only way you can have an American passport, you have to be born here. And if you didn't, then your status has to change. So it seems like Jesus is saying to us that the only way you can get into heaven, you have to be born again. Might disappoint somebody here this morning, but that's okay. I still love you. I still love you. Because you're not going to get there. You can't get to a place and says I'm a citizen unless you were born there or unless your status is changed. It has to change. Jesus says, Nicodemus, you have to be what? Born again. And this was a puzzling thing to him. Look at number 4. Nicodemus says to him, I'm intelligent. What are you saying to me? Are you some intelligent guy? How can a man be what? Born when he's old. Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? His reasoning, he's talking something, makes sense. I'd already been born, Jesus. I can't go back in my mother's womb. So what are you talking about? We all been born one time already. And that qualifies us to live here. I've been born one time already. And it's what? Qualify us to where? Live here. Here. Qualify us. But if we want to live there, we got to be born again. And I think most churches just spend some time teach this rather than put the good show on. Did that person secure that better place? Because I rather teach my church right. Did that person secure that better place? Did that person has a passport where they reach heaven to say, I belong? Show me your passport. Did that person have that? Or they still have a earthly passport? The one that belongs to earth and not belongs to heaven. So Jesus says, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You won't. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 13. Let's read it together. No resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Look at verse 14. And let's read together. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and our faith is also empty. So now we know why today is so big for us. For a born-again person, this is a big day. This is a big day. I go by this year, and if Christ is not risen, then I won't be here this morning. I will be here preaching, right? Now, because that's foolishness. That's foolishness. You got to settle this. My passport qualifies me to leave this country and come back without any problem. My passport, through the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, guarantee me waking up to be with him. If Christ is not risen, then forget it. Your faith is no good. You're still in your what? Sin. So you ain't going nowhere. So you're just wasting time. It's very important that we, the Bible says in Hebrews, it says, he who comes to God must what? First believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. He begs to say, before you say God, make sure you have an encounter with him. Before you start to say there's a God, why don't you stop, spend time to know if he exists? Because God is not in my emotion. God is not in my feeling. God is not in my thinking process. God is in my reality. See, I want to spend some time to know that he is. And once I know that he is, then I'm good. The people that are always up and down like a yo-yo is the people that is don't know God is. Because there's this kind of people in church, they yo-yo. Up and down, depending on where they feel they're blessed. They're blessed today, God is great. Today I'm blessed, then God is good. Tomorrow I'm not blessed, I don't feel God is good. A second type of people we are is like a parrot. You go talk to the parrot. You say, it's blessed. Parrot say, blessed. You go to the parrot, go to his cage. Good. Parrot say, good. That's who we are. We say everything that the pastor said, yet don't understand or experience it. Because he said, blessed doesn't mean you're blessed. Because he said, good doesn't mean good. Sometimes you need to say, bad. Pastor said, good. Say, no, pastor, I'm bad. Because when you're telling you bad, then we can fix it. Okay, let's fix this thing here.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.